Night has the potential to deteriorate into a bit of a bender on the beer when Dimitri's sneakingly opening beer behind me. You can laugh, man. Good job I caught you. Right, so what do you reckon to that one? Yeah, Golden
that's,
Champion.
That's cool.
Nice taste, nice buzz. So we're on the normal badger now, which is the first gold, which is the 4%, which is a little bit less than this one, because that one's 5. So let me just crack open the top of this. By the way, we already had one comment from somebody saying, buy more beer, do more reviews, from Colt Seavers. So this one's for you, Colt. This one's the world champion from 2005. I always get a bit worried about beer that's like claim to fame was winning an award 3 years ago, 4 years ago. It makes you wonder what they've done since then. Let's give it a go. A little bit darker than the last one. I think the Golden Champion is a bit more of a showing off beer.
It's more strong, champion.
Yeah, this one is 5.5%. Summer in a glass all year. Award winning finest ale. Delightfully strong and refreshingly light. What do you reckon to that?
I think the champion is better than that.
Yeah, but that's more nutty to me. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe we should have had that one first.
The taste is not intensive.
Yeah, not as surprising as that one is. This one's nice as well. You ever had Tanglefoot? You had that one the other day, didn't you? Tanglefoot. No,
I don't remember.
I like to know what beers. And do you like IPAs? Have you ever had an IPA before?
No.
IPAs are a different taste altogether. I have IPAs a lot in the States. I very rarely get them over here, but that one's 5%. What's this one? This one's 5% as well. So we've got a few more. I can see Dimitri going to the shop before 9 o'clock, actually, to get some more beer. Because I think it could turn into a bit of a bender.